AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Hello. Welcome to Absolute Radio Country, Janet Devlin.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
So let's talk about how you got into country music, because for you, musically, that's kind of a more recent thing. But did you grow up listening to country music?
Yeah. I mean, I was going to take the year out in 2011 anyway to do music. And country music's the biggest genre in Ireland. And also, I'm from the sticks, so that's all we listen to. And that was going to be the type of music I was going to make. I'd already started writing songs. So my first songs I ever wrote were all country. But then I was privileged, obviously, to get into the industry so young. And I wanted to play around with sound and really master my craft, because, like, one, I didn't think it was right to go straight into country when you haven't really lived, because country is all about the stories.
Absolutely, the authenticity.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And then I wanted to go in with my best boot forward, you know, and be writing my best songs and putting my best work out, so that my first album in country would be my best album as well. But it's always been in my bones. Like, I remember being 10 years old, taking my pony for, like, hacks up the mountains, using her feet as, like, a metronome and singing The River to her, you know what I mean? So it's just never been a question, really.
That's so wise for someone so young, because you were so little when you auditioned for X Factor.
I know, I was 16.
You were so little.
Such a baby. Somebody said it the other day, they goes, how does it feel to have spent half your life in the industry? And I was like, all right, thanks for making me feel that old, babe. But no, it's just always been a passion, and it's, like, always been the genre that everyone in my house agrees with. And, like, my brother's a better singer than I am for country. He's got one of those deep Hal Ketchum-y style voices.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have that. So I'm not even the best country singer in my house. Like,
but your backing vocals, sorted.
Oh, dude, I want him to do a duet someday.
Yes.
It'd be so good.
Do it. Let's talk about X Factor, because that's where a lot of people know you from.
Yeah.
How? I mean, it was a long time ago now. How was that experience?
I mean, for me, it was pretty positive. For me, coming from the absolute middle of nowhere and being able to be put on a stage like that, given an opportunity like that, was massive. So I wanted to use it to my advantage and, like, try and maximise my time to go on and pursue music full-time. Because I don't know if I would have ever fully had the confidence to go full-time, you know. Like, I'm still, yeah, going to take the year out, but it's a bit of a hard one just to dive right in, you know.
And you literally did that. I mean,
yeah.
So incredible. You did so well. And yet, yeah, we said you were so tiny, so young at that point. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what you've done since. Like, your debut country album came out, and you worked with our very own Ben Earl on Emotional Rodeo.
Yes, the song.
How was that? Yes.
Oh, my God. Luckily, I wasn't told he was in the session until 5 minutes before I pulled up.
Okay.
Right? Because it was me, Kitty Ray, doing a session with another writer, and then they pulled out last minute. And then, yeah, 5 minutes before I turn up, Katie's like, oh, I got Ben Earl. I was like, huh. Luckily, I didn't have any time to think about it and get overly stressed. And it was a really great experience. I worked very weirdly, but he seemed to like it. But we had the best time. And I absolutely love that song. It was the first one I put out of that album. And it was in, like, the big top 40 and everything.
Yeah.
It was insane. Like, the girlies loved it. You know, it was great.
You've worked with Ben. Are there other British country artists you'd like to work with?
Oh my gosh, there's so many. I was supposed to write with one of the dudes from First Time Flyers.
Oh yeah.
But I ran out of time. Gareth.
Yeah.
He's from 15 minutes down the road from my
really?
Home house. Yeah. Which is nuts. So that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, to do that one.
He's moved out to Nashville now.
Of course, yeah.
Are you tempted?
I keep saying the same thing to people. The minute I can afford the health insurance, yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Until then. No.
Fair enough. How do you feel about country in the UK? Because it has grown so much over the last few years. It's such an exciting time to be part of country here right now. Yeah. What do you think the future is? Why do you think it's growing now?
So for me, it's like really hard to speak on it because, like, you know, country music's so big where I am that, like, farmers still meet their wives at country music dances. Oh. My parents met at a country music dance. Because back
cute.
In the day, it was, like, Keeley dances.
Yeah.
And then it started gradually becoming country music dances, and that's how people met their wives or husbands. And that's still going on. Like, my mate, who's a farmer, met his wife at one of those dances. You know, I think it was, like, a Nathan Carter gig or something. So it's always been roaring at home. Like, it's always been a part of the culture. But it's so nice to watch it grow over here. Because, like, when I told people, like, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, about me going into country, well, I mean, I was telling them 10 years ago, but I can really remember 5 years ago saying, oh, yeah, I'm going into country, and people literally laughing in my face and being like, really? Like, why would you do that? And now it's like, oh, so you're jumping on the bandwagon. I'm like, I can't win for love nor money. Like, Jesus. Like, I'm just trying my best here. But do you know what? It's been nice just, like, watching the community grow.
Yeah.
Like, even someone did a montage the other day of, like, C to C's over the years from the start to now, and that was mind-blowing. Like, how much the crowds have grown. It's insane.
So as far as you're concerned, here in England, we're just catching up with you guys.
Well, it's just a big thing over there.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
And talking about the country community, the country community is amazing and it's ever growing. You're playing at the Long Road Festival summer. Have you ever been before?
I haven't. Do you know what? I always laugh. Like, when you do music full time, the opportunities for you to go watch live music shrink even further and further. So I'm not one really for going to gigs, and that's why these festivals are absolutely sick. And I keep saying the same thing. Like, I get a free ticket to go watch everybody because, like, I just love it. I'm like, yeah, I'm so excited to perform, but also very excited to go see, you know, X, Y, and Z. So I was very shocked, really, that I was asked to do C2C. I was asked to do Long Road. So it's been really heartwarming to finally feel like I'm being welcomed into a community.
Absolutely.
For so long, I've just kind of been on the outskirts doing my own thing. And it's finally nice, yeah, to feel like I have friends and I have cohorts and there's people that heard me play one show and now are coming back to see me do another. So I'm so pumped for it. And also, my mandolin player's been wanting to play it for, like, since it started. And he got to play. He's playing with me, and then he got an email the other day saying that his band are playing it too.
Oh, cool.
Luckily on different days. Don't worry. We did think of that. But no, it's really nice. So he gets to fulfill that, and I get to fulfill finally playing it.
It's such a different festival to C2C, because obviously it's outdoors.
It's
in a field. It's, you know, kind of country music where it should be.
Yeah.
So how does that, I mean, for us in the audience, it's such a different experience. How different is it for you? Does it feel very different, or is it kind of still the same vibe?
I think my fear is obviously if it rains. I'm like, what am I going to do with
my hair?
We
don't care. We'll still be there.
Yeah. For me, it doesn't change much. But as a listener, it will, because it depends what kind of boots you wear. You know what I mean? It's like, what ones am I willing to sacrifice in the mud kind of thing? But when I perform, it doesn't really matter. But it should be nice because, yeah, country music in the countryside should feel pretty nice. And, you know, here's hoping that we do get the sunshine.
Just maybe in wellies.
Oh, I don't know. I have a pair of, like, knee-high cowboy boots that literally look like waders. So I might chuck those on.
Perfect. Before I let you go, we need to talk about Corey Kent.
Yes.
Because you supported him when he was over here. Yeah. How was that?
I truly believe I'm doing some sort of weird manifesting in my car. Because for, like, a whole month, I was playing, like, at the start of my drives, playing Wild as Her. I do this. I like the shuffles that come on after, but, like, I love the song and then I'm happy to listen to the rest of it. But I mean, I sang that every day into work for at least 2 weeks straight. Every day, 2 weeks. And by work, I mean going to the studio 5 days a week. And then I got the email saying, you know, hey, would you like to support Corey? Well, it was my manager that got it. And he was like, oh, there's a country singer, Corey, playing London, wants you to support. And I'm like, Corey Kent, Corey Marks, like, who are we talking? There's lots of Corys, there's lots of Codys, like, which, and he let me know that it was him, and I was just absolutely, I could have cried, except for I had to film 20 minutes later, so I didn't want to ruin my face, but it was so amazing. Like, the crowd were great. And again, it's that community thing, like, people are there to see live country music, and as a support act, like, it feels so different, because it definitely feels like the audience always wants to discover new country music.
Absolutely.
And that's something that, yeah, you don't really get in any other genre, where people are like, oh yeah, no, I really just want to hear more country, more new country. So it was awesome. And then doing C to C, there's quite a lot of people that came to watch me because they see me do Corey's show. So
great. Yeah, that's the thing. When you do all these festivals, people will be like, oh, this is a whole new artist. And you kind of, that's a great way to get new fans, yeah, isn't it?
And also, he's super lovely.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, thank you so much for letting me do this. But also kind of sat there going like, you probably didn't pick me, but like, whoever on your team did, you know.
Are you guys mates now, though? Will you work together again, do you reckon?
Oh, I leave people alone.
Okay.
You know, they're busy. They got things to do. Sure. They don't need me knocking on their door. I obviously just like, go do my best, say thank you, maybe get a photo if I've got the nerve, and then I just let them be, because
I love that you're fangirling as much as any of us would be.
No, I'm worse. I am way worse. I got to hang out with Cody Johnson there the other day.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, I think I scared him. Like, I went
what
full
did you
out.
Do?
Oh, I was just fully myself, but like, he is so lovely.
Thank you so much for coming in today, and good luck.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.